This is John Batchelor, continuing my conversation with Professor Nick Lloyd. The Eastern Front, his new book, A History of the Great War, 1914-1918. Romania today is a shell of what it was in 1914. In 1916, it got into the war on the losing side and was rolled over very quickly. The tragedy continues in the Balkans, a confused time. It doesn't get any better a century later. The Balkans today are ripe with contradictions and bad influences, and bad actors, and Russian interference. This is Romania in 1914, 1916, before it got into the war and was crushed. The sides here don't matter. The scale of the loss. The Balkans, Eastern Europe, Central Europe, they were completely devastated. The loss of manpower. The Second War reflected that loss in the regrets, the revenge, and also who wasn't there, what might have been without the losses of the First War. Here's Nick Lloyd to describe the Balkans, the confused Balkans, 1914, 1916, and will get worse for the next century. More of this later.
Romania comes into the war in August of 1916. So this is obviously about a year later where the Romanians come in, and that's the sort of last real entry into the war. The Romanians have been bargaining and haggling for, you know, for both sides for a while, and they come in and they get rolled over in a lightning campaign by the end of 1916. But yeah, it's an indication of how unstable the Balkans really are, and all the states in the Balkans are you know, looking at each other and, you know, trying to decide when the moment is right and when they can get most of it, what they want territorially. And so, yeah, it is pretty unsavory what happens in the Balkans at this point. And the Allies are really struggling to have any influence in this theater at all.